A dozen sophomores, juniors, and seniors from Sabino High School are back from a four-day trip to the tundra and eager to share their experiences. But before we hear from them, let's back up a little. The group says going to Colorado to work with National Geographic scientists took some work and planning. The students' first BioBlitz was last year at Saguaro National Park. The group worked with scientists in the Madrona area doing frog research and blacklighting of insects. Melissa Kinsey is a teacher at Sabino. She was with the students at Saguaro National Park, where they found out that the next BioBlitz would be in the tundra.
Two of the kids said to me, "Mrs. Kinsey, this is so much fun. We want to go to the next one." And I said, "Well, I'll find out. I'll ask. I'll do what I need to do." And so I told one of the park rangers that my kids were interested in going to the next one.
And Kinsey says the students made quite an impression on the regional director for the National Park Service.
John Wessel was so impressed with what the kids had learned and presented and explained themselves and why they had such a good time that he turned to the park rangers and said, "Well, we want you to come to Denver." And I thought my heart was going to sink or fall out at that point.
She says the teens were thrilled. Several of them had never left the state. But even with an invitation to the BioBlitz in Colorado, the students had to find a way to pay for their trip, so they formed a student group called EcoCamp. Kinsey was the sponsor, and together with biology teacher Marianne Carpenter, it was time to fundraise.
So we sold muffins. Once a week, every Monday, we sold muffins on Sunny D's to raise money for it. We asked for tax credit money from parents and friends and then made contacts with the National Park people and the Friends of Saguaro National Park to see about money. We wrote grants to get money to be able to go. When we found out that we got some money from the National Park Service, then we felt like we needed to give back to them. So once a month, we did a community service project.
Carpenter says the EcoCamp helped park officials clean the park, monitor Gila monsters, and count saguaros, something that hadn't been done in decades.
So once a month, we did something that would help them, but also excite our kids to be outside and be in nature and learn science and be involved in actively doing science.
So come August, with plane tickets in hand, 17-year-old Jackie Waldron and her classmates packed up raincoats, jackets, some jeans, and headed out to the Rockies. She says the excitement started as soon as they arrived in the mountains.
It rained, and I saw an elk for the first time, and we set up camp, and we met like all the scientists at a dinner that we went to, so yeah.
She says the following day, students went up to the tundra to collect plant samples.
We're just going through, and with the scientists, we were like counting, and we were asking her questions like, "What is this?" And she'd tell us, and then we'd count how many of them that we saw in the 100 squares. And then Seneca would write down like the percent of how much coverage of one plant covered the area of the section we were doing.
Darian Godfrey, a senior at Sabino High School, says her favorite part of the trip was the sampling of dragonfly naiads.
To take them back to the lab and test them for mercury. And we got to help with that. We broke up into groups and got nets and got the big rubber boots to put on. And basically just trudged out into the water and scooped them up. And, you know, they showed us pictures of them and had little, like, encased ones for us to find. And they're kind of, like, roundish and very, they have, like, dragonfly faces. But that's pretty much the only relatable thing between the two. And I got to put a GoPro on my head while I searched around in the water for the bugs. That was cool.
She says aside from learning about science, she got to experience an ecosystem that is quite different from the Sonoran Desert.
We went up to the tundra twice. And the second time, we went higher. We got to see more mammals. We saw, what are they called, marmots? And weasels. We saw a weasel once. There were a bunch of little chipmunks. And they also talked about some of the birds that are up there and how it's very different from, you know, in the tree line.
For teens like Seneca Vuk, working at Saguaro National Park in southern Arizona and at the Rocky Mountain National Park was a great opportunity and one that is featured on a pretty popular website.
It's kind of crazy. So I look it up and there's a picture of my face on National Geographic's website. And I'm like, what? it's just a crazy feeling because it is so, like, prestigious.
She says her favorite part of the trip was being able to talk face-to-face with scientists, learning about their education and experience, but mostly how they ended up working for National Geographic. Her friend Jackie, the 17-year-old we heard from earlier, says she's glad the group had the opportunity to do research out in the field, see what it's like to camp out in the tundra, and work directly with scientists.
The whole trip kind of inspired me to do botany when I'm older, so that's something I want to look into. So yeah, it actually did kind of show me like that I can do it and pursue a career in science, and I kind of am hoping to. So,
two other student groups also participated, one from Estes Park School, the local high school, and an international group from Costa Rica. The Tucson teens, however, were the only ones camping out during the four-day BioBlitz, no matter how much wind, rain, or hail came their way. On the last night there, organizers and park officials held what they call the passing of the torch, a ceremony meant to instill the desire to help national parks and learn about science. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.